This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Might be TMI. I don't know. You might want to cut this part out. I don't know what this rating of this podcast is going to be, but
I'm not saying your solution
right,
was bad.
Right. Oh my God.
You find a charity that they hate. What's up, everybody? It's Chesco, better known as the Speech Prof on all the social media channels. And this is Bad Advice Wednesdays, the show where myself and a guest will listen to your questions submitted without context and purposefully give you bad advice. If we give you good advice, it was by mistake. I'm sorry. And also, you're welcome.
You want more advice? Dole it out gladly. You want bad advice? Man, I'll give it out gladly. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't. Like, no, you don't.
Before we ruin your life, or try not to ruin your life, potentially ruin lives, I think it's important that we get to know the person who is going to attempt to not ruin your life with me. And so I started following Amelia a couple years back now, and I was just morbidly curious about this whole dating app scene because I got married, I think, 4 years before Tinder was invented, right? And
wow.
I did join Tinder when I moved to LA because I thought it was like a place to meet friends, and I deleted it very quickly. I didn't know it was what it was. So I know what I expect from your page, right? I think you're hilarious. I think you're funny. But what should, if a random person were to go onto TikTok and look up Amelia Sampson, what should they be prepared for?
Oh, gosh. It's either, so the majority of what I do is like dogging on really bad, like closed-minded dating profiles. I don't show anyone's pictures. I really, when I started this whole series, I never wanted it to be like a bullying thing. I don't want to like make fun of people that are just like clueless with dating. You know, some people will send me some profiles that are just people being clueless, and I'm like, aren't we all like a little bit clueless about dating? Like, I feel kind of bad for that. So I try to really like spotlight in on the people that are like bringing people down and disguising it by just like saying their type. So it's like a whole lot of like fat shaming, single mom shaming, just like any kind of shame that you can think of. I try to do a little bit of tearing down. So that's my main focus. But my profile is also me, you know, yelling about random things that are upsetting me for the day.
Was that your intent when you joined social media? Like, was that something you thought about, or did it just kind of develop? Because I when I joined, I was going to be just all teacher content all the time. And then after about a month, I was like, that's very boring for me to talk about. So I just started kind of talking about random things, and my channel turned into what it was. Like, how did your channel evolve or turn into what it is?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was a child of the internet. So like, I have always been trying to make videos that can make people laugh. And, you know, just like, I don't know. I was always like setting up my camera in my bathroom and just like talking to it when I was like 13. The cringiest stuff ever. I had to like hack into my old YouTube account and like make everything private because I was like, these cannot see the light of day. But so when TikTok came around, I was just like doing what everyone was doing, like trying to just like, I don't know, like learn the dances. But I was kind of like on like the older end of like the young crowd that was on TikTok at the time. So a lot of it was me just like watching the dances. My first like little taste of being viral was my bathroom like exploded in one of my townhouses, and I did like a put a finger down if your house was smelling like garbage and you couldn't figure out why. That was like my first video, and I was like, ooh, I kind of like this feeling. It's like a rush, like to have people like seeing your stuff. So I kept trying and nothing was sticking, and then in October of 2020, I went through like the most awful breakup. It was, I was with my ex for 8 years. And when I was trying to like heal from that, I was like, all I want to see is just chapters of someone's healing. I just want to know that it's not going to feel like this tomorrow. you know, and it's going to be easier the next day. And maybe it'll be hard the next day, but then it's going to be easy again. But I couldn't find that anywhere. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. Maybe if for no reason, I can just track my progress. So I started like a healing diary on TikTok, and I went to sleep and woke up in the morning, and it had like 10,000 views. And I was like, fuck.
That's your niche now. Like,
now everybody has to watch me heal, which honestly ended up being such a great thing. Like I got such a good community from that. But eventually my healing plateaued. And all my updates were kind of like, yeah, I'm still fine. Still fine. Still like, you know, some days are hard, some days are not. But so I started.
They're like, no, we need more trauma. Can you please cry some more?
No, I know. And luckily, like the community that I had was like, oh my God, like if this isn't good for you anymore, like please don't feel like you have to do this. Like, and I was like, okay, you're right. Like I'm kind of holding myself to this expectation. So I just started like documenting what I was seeing, getting back into the dating world. And it just took on a life of its own and turned into what I'm doing now.
That's kind of a perfect transition, because I have, you know, like 90% women that follow me, and they ask me all the time, like, what should I do? How do I get back in the dating scene? Like, do I join Tinder? What would you recommend now with all of this knowledge you've gathered from kind of both making fun of and experiencing kind of the dating scene after a long time not being involved in that? Like, what would, if somebody were to just kind of newly divorced or out of a long relationship, what would you recommend to them? Like, where should they go first?
That's such a good question. When you said that you had gotten on Tinder for thinking it was like to make friends, my initial reaction was like, oh God, because it's like my podcast co-host calls that, she says it's like a lawless swamp. It's like, there are like restrictions on Tinder, but people don't really act like it, you know? Like some of the stuff that I've seen on Tinder is like, so I would say Tinder is like the hookup app. If you're like straight out of a divorce and you're just trying to like have a roll around in the hay, Tinder's great for that, you know? Bumble is kind of like what I kind of think of it between like a Tinder and a Hinge, because Hinge is more of like the relationship app. I've noticed a lot of my friends that are in relationships from dating apps are from Hinge. And then Bumble is like kind of the in-between. I feel like there's like, you get like a little bit of taste of everything. But now there's like hundreds of them. There's like Field, which is like a kink app. There's like the League for like professionals in the dating world. There's Raya, like the, you know, top tier, like you have to be like invited to get on. I've been trying to get onto Raya for like 2 years. I have like, you need like a referral. I'm blacklisted for sure. I have like 20 referrals for Raya and they're still like, no.
they've seen your TikTok.
Get out of here.
No, we don't want her on.
Yeah, we're like, no, yeah, she's gonna talk shit. We don't want it. But the short answer of that very long answer is, I think that if you it depends on your goals, but just for where I'm at in my dating life right now, just in terms of like trying to date more intentionally, but also like not really sure what I want, Bumble is like a sweet spot when you're kind of in between all of them.
So like what specifically makes Bumble that way? They're like, what is there anything about it that you think makes it the best one?
You know, I think that it's like, it's Tinder in the sense that you're swiping. Hinge, you have to like specific things on people's profiles. So it takes away that like kind of like mindless swipe, you know? So I feel like because Bumble has that swiping element, there is kind of like you can like remove yourself from it a bit like you can on Tinder. But also Bumble, the women have to open up the conversation, so you can't get like... like unsolicited dick pics like you can on Tinder. You have to like, you know, be the first one to like open up the line of communication.
And by the way, can I just say that is the most wild, absurd thing to me, that that's like just a thing.
Chesco.
No, you like
my
DMs are so wholesome. I have like, I have no hesitation when I open a DM of a random picture. Like it's just going to be someone's pet. Or it's just going to be some random, I'd have no hesitation. I can't even fathom what it must be like to, like, every time you receive a DM.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, like, it's, I feel a little protected on Instagram because most of my Instagram DMs are like people sending screenshots of dating profiles. But like,
right.
I had to get off of Tinder because I was like, they hide the picture before, like it doesn't just pop up. You have to like unhide it on Tinder. And there was always every single time I got a picture, I would like hold my breath. I'd like do some like.
Is that working for any of them? Is that like, is that something that has a relationship started that way? Or is this like, is it more of a game for? I'm honestly, I just don't understand it.
I have no clue. Like, I don't know who told them that this was like the way, the suave way to get somebody to like you, or if it's like kind of their own, like kind of their own kink. I have no idea what it is. I have no clue. But some people are really into the idea of non-consent, which is, you know, if it's like consensual non-consent, that's one thing. If it's just non-consent, it's inexcusable. And there's so much of that.
So, I mean, all right. So you know, being all these bad profiles sent to you and analyzing them and talking to them, do you still end up, you know, miss it, going on bad dates? Like, is it still hard to navigate it, even though you know all of this stuff about it?
Yeah, it's tough because, so when I first started this, I was like dating hard. Like I was doing like a lot of dating, like somebody different every night, literally. And in that sense, I mean, I needed to do that. My friend calls it getting my wiggles out because I was in a relationship for so long. So I was like pointing out all this bad behavior online and realizing really quickly that it's like those red flags being shown are kind of a blessing, because then you end up on a date with someone that has like a really like curated profile, and it's, and they're just still not good people. So it can be kind of difficult to avoid if you're not like trusting your gut. In a lot of senses, I would be like, you know, seeing someone that I thought was like attractive and like, but still kind of being like, I don't know, I'm kind of getting like a bad vibe, but there's nothing that's making me feel that way, like outwardly. So I'm going to go out with them. And then later on, I'll have wish that I trusted my gut. So that's kind of, that's the advice that I give everyone on dating apps. Just like trust your gut, because it knows. It always knows.
Well, I guess I kind of connected to that then. Like, what's, if you don't mind sharing, like, what's the worst, like, I guess, Tinder date or Bumble date or any of those dates that you've been on?
Do not mind sharing. Gosh, I have a few. The one that was probably cited as my worst whenever anybody asks is, I went on a date with someone and he was 45 minutes late. I don't know why I stayed. Like, if even if he was like me now, if somebody was like 20 minutes late, I'd just like, that's the end of the date for me. You know, like, don't respect my time, then I'm out. But I stayed. He shows that he like bursts through the door 45 minutes late and just starts talking. Like, I didn't ask him anything. He was like, hi, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Hugged me and then just started talking. And as he's talking, he's getting drunker and drunker. Like, he just keeps throwing them back. And like a big like line of like this monologue, a huge chunk of it was him trying to convince me that he's not religious. And I was like, I didn't.
Always a great first date topic in general.
Yeah. Especially when you don't ask. I'm like, this is like an interesting thing to like be like, I swear I'm not religious. Later on, I went to his Instagram tagged photos and he was a youth pastor, like at the moment.
Of course.
So I was like, oh yeah, well, that's probably why. But like, if you're still a youth pastor and you're trying to tell somebody that you're not, like, that's like just strange. But he just kept on going and kept on drinking, and he got to go to the bathroom, and the waitress walked up to me and she was like, are you okay? Like, like checking that I was like feeling safe, which was so nice. And I was like, yeah, I'm just meeting him for the first time. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. But he ended up getting cut off and he wanted to drive home, but I obviously was not going to let him do that. He didn't want to Uber because he didn't want to leave his car. So I lived really close by, so I just like let him sober up at my house, which, you know, I'm glad that I did that because like I wanted to keep him off the roads, but it was just like I would rather have been anywhere else in that moment. This might be TMI, I don't know. You might want to cut this part out. I don't know what this rating of this podcast is going to be, but he found he found lube on my on my counter in my bathroom and came out with it. He was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "It's lube." And he was like, "No, I can read, but what's it for?" So I had to give him this like sex ed lesson about what lube is. And then he proceeded to slut shame me for like a half hour. Just went on another diatribe monologue. And I just sat there and took it because I was just like, I just need this man to sober up quickly and get out of my house. And that was the worst date I ever went on.
It sounds magical.
It was. And now we're married.
So, Amelia Sampson, we are now going to try not to ruin people's lives by giving them some bad advice. These questions were submitted by my followers with no context. And they are, the expectation is that we are going to give them bad advice, right? And so you might accidentally give them good advice. You might give them bad advice. I think at the end of the day, it's advice. It's better than nothing.
That's true. So, that's, I guess, all right, I'm ready.
So I guess the warning is that nobody should actually take it seriously. And if you do any of these things, you can't sue us.
Yeah, I don't, that's, don't at least I can't that's afford my a lawyer right now.
All right, so our first question is, should I get bangs?
Yes. Don't like, you know, so people might call them crisis bangs, but they don't know. And me and Chesco know best. And I already know his answer. Your answer is also yes, I'm certain.
I think they should just get bangs.
Oh,
like,
ooh.
Get rid of all the rest of the hair.
That's a
like trendsetter.
That's a great idea. Just like, I mean, everything is just like buzz cut except for the bangs.
Right. And then if it goes bad, if they don't like it, then they just go for the full on like kind of buzz cut. And that looks great.
Right. Totally.
Doesn't look good on me.
Okay. That's advice and a solution if you're not happy. And that's probably the best advice that you can get.
So even if they take my advice or our advice, this is a team effort here, then they're going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I say yes to crisis bangs. Do them yourself.
Okay, do them yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any techniques you would recommend? Like, just use the, is it just normal house scissors?
Yeah, use like your typical, I think garden shears are actually probably work best, but
Okay.
Look at like an online tutorial, because like everything that you see online is always good advice. I'm pretty sure that
I trust
there's
everything
like a
on YouTube especially it's
yeah, no, there are so many. I think if you do like a little twist of the bangs and then you just kind of shear them off.
Okay.
That's, I think that I you'll like get it. Exactly, like, exactly what you're looking for.
Next up we have, what should I do if I didn't use it and I lost it?
The old use it and lose it, or you don't use it or lose it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They didn't use it and it's gone now.
Okay, what do they do? So, all right. Okay, that's you know, that's a toughie. Get another one.
That's literally where I was going to go with this. Nobody knows what you had before. Like, if you never used it, no one saw it. Make up a new one.
You could make up a new one. And like, if you don't use it and you lose it again, then you know how it feels the first time. So every time that you don't use it and you lose it, moving forward, it's going to be easier to manage. And that's exposure therapy.
Do you have experience in exposure therapy?
I have about 20 years of therapy under my belt. I don't want to brag.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
How do I make new friends as an adult?
Ooh. Just walking up to a stranger and saying, I need friends. With like, I think especially if you have like a really angry face on and you like don't break eye contact, that seems to work.
Hear me out. I mentioned earlier that I accidentally joined Tinder to make friends. Mm-hmm. What if you explicitly put in in your profile, I'm assuming people do read the profiles. You said that's important, right? What if you put in there, hey, I don't want anything more than friendship. Do you think, would people respect that? Probably not.
Probably not. But like, I have been wrong once before. So, I mean,
that's an app that I think people would, maybe not. Maybe it just, maybe, are other people good at making friends? Because I am not.
Making friends as an adult,
it's the worst.
It's so hard. But like, yeah, I mean, especially after this cute little pandemic that we just, experienced. not going into an office. How else are you supposed to do it?
Online friends count as real friends?
Absolutely. I would definitely count that as real friends.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not even bad advice. That's just sound advice.
How do I tell my mother-in-law that I can't stand her?
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. This feels like wrong to actually give bad advice about. Let me think of something. You know what? Just tell her. Because, like, nobody... I've never met a single person that doesn't appreciate just direct, harsh honesty.
That would go wonderful. Or just be completely... But say it, like sarcastically. Like, oh, you're the worst. I hate you so much.
You know? Yeah. Oh, my God. I think about you and I want to rip all my hair out.
Oh, God. If I never saw you again, it would just be like the best thing in the world.
Oh, we got to throw a party.
How old are you again? I think that's the best. I think just it's blunt honesty in a way that they're not sure. If you're telling the truth, I think that's the only way to go. And I think that's probably good life advice.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's a good way to talk to, like, your boss, your elected senators.
Of course.
Anyone, really.
I am dating a guy half my age. How do I make it work?
I wonder if they've considered being younger themselves.
I mean, if they can't. Well, it depends. If it's half their age... We have to assume they're at least 36, hopefully.
That's a good point.
As, you know, are they still only going to be attracted to someone that's half their age?
Damn, that's a really good point, Chesco.
Or does it close the gap?
You know, I hadn't... Maybe it closes the gap. I mean, if it's this specific person that they're interested in, I'm wondering if they have considered, like, a time machine. I've heard they were starting to do trials with head transplants.
If this was a guy asking this question, I'd be making fun of the guy, right? Because we know why men usually go after very young women, and that's you can probably find videos from both of us on this topic online.
Have you heard of the show MILF Manor?
I have not, but I'm gonna look it up immediately following this.
I'm pretty sure it's a TLC show, which, like, doesn't shock me, but it's, like, a bunch of moms, MILFs, on an island that are going to, like, with the intention of dating younger men, and it turns out, this is, like, the whole point of the show, it's not a spoiler, it turns out they're dating each other's sons, so they have to, like, see their sons dating.
No, I saw a preview for this. I thought this was a made-up thing. I thought it was, like, a joke.
No, I thought the trailer was...
That's a real thing?
It's a real thing. And, like, they kind of used it as, like, this, like, feminist moment. Like, to be, like, men are allowed to date younger women and, like, nobody bats an eye. But, like, the second that, like, a woman dates a younger man, it's, like, considered gross. And, like, I mean, a lot of people think either way is gross. But I was also thinking, like, that's so true. Like, you see, like, Hugh Hefner dating, like, you know, like, all of the house bunnies.
All the time.
And people are just kind of like, oh, that, like, it's a little weird. Like, that's Hugh. But, like, if you see it the other way around, it's like... Yeah. What's wrong with him that he's dating this older woman? Like, it doesn't have
you're
the 100% same...
right.
Yeah.
Immediate gut instinct is like, you know, but good for her.
But, yeah, like, why not?
You know, if that's, you know, you're at a point in your life, but I wouldn't say that for men. That's why. And so I'm looking at my own internal biases here.
I know for myself and, like, a lot of my female friends, like, we do have this, like, internalized misogyny that, like, all of these, like, new shows that are popping up and all of these, like, new scenarios that are happening, like, we're realizing with ourselves, like, oh, yeah, like, why isn't this, like, why is this gross for that, like, these, like, 60-year-old women are dating, like, 20-year-old men when, like, this happens all the time the other way? Like, why? So it was an interesting, the reason I bring up MILF Manor is it really kind of, like, put a microscope up to, like, that kind of, like, societal, like, opinion about what it's like to be, like, a cougar.
My ex was good in bed, and I'm bored. Call him? If it matters, I'm gay. Some extra context there. I asked for no context, but they squeezed it into the question, so I allowed it.
You know, I do think that is important context. I know with, like, personally, with some of my gay friends, like, they are, it's less of, like, a big deal to hit up their exes for whatever reason. I'm not a part of that community, so, like, I don't know why that's the case. But, like, that has been something that I've seen happen, like, time to time. Right. You know, it's like, well, we've already had sex, so, like, let's just hit them up again.
I guess that's true. And if you establish, like, I think if you approach them with this, the established that this is just for fun and not get their hopes up, because, you know, we don't know the situation, obviously, in the relationship. So I think as long as you're upfront and you're kind of letting them know this is I'm bored. And honestly, I think you should even use those words. I'm bored and we were good in bed. And what do you say? And they're probably going to say yes.
I mean, if it was good for you, it was probably good for them, too. But
hopefully. I mean, not always the case, but.
Yeah. God, I was just about to say, I was like, God, I'm saying that with so much confidence. And it's like, fuck. I don't know if any of my exes are listening. Like, how old she thinks. But I mean, this has now turned into like good advice.
That happens by accident. I know. I'm sorry. It happens sometimes.
Yeah, but
although,
it's good.
By the way, somebody commented on one of my videos. I haven't had a chance to make a video about it yet, but they said, well, the reason when the sex is bad in a relationship, 90% of the time it's the woman's fault.
Oh my God. Interesting.
I have that one saved. I'm not quite sure how I'm gonna respond to it yet, but it's
oh God, I have so many things to say about that.
Yeah.
I would like, let me at him, Chesco. I'm on it.
Right. I'm gonna look for it. It's saved somewhere in my 700 drafts on TikTok.
God, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I inherited money from someone I hate. What's the best way to waste it?
Ew. Burn it.
Burn it. Wow. Just straight. Just don't even get something for yourself. Burn it. I like it.
Yeah. You know what? That's my bad advice. If you didn't like them, it's dirty money. Burn it.
So cash it out and burn it. Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. You find instead of burning, it's also an option. I want to be clear. I'm not saying your solution was bad.
Right.
All right. But here's what I'm thinking. You find a charity that they hate.
Ooh.
Right. So if there's a reason you hate them, let's say they're your anti-choice uncle. Mm-hmm. I think every year you make a recurring investment using this fund to Planned Parenthood or in their name. And it has to be very specific. Or maybe you even establish like a scholarship in their name.
Chesco, this is like
so that people will always see their name and associate it. Your family might hate you.
No, but that's
I don't know if it's good
or
bad. That's
like actually phenomenal advice. And like do it in their name.
But wouldn't
that
be great?
Yes.
So their name's always going to be associated with this thing that they would die to see associated with it.
God, honestly, that might be the best possible advice for that answer. And it's now I changed my bad advice answer to that. That's phenomenal.
I keep sabotaging my roommate's relationships because I love him. How stop? I enjoyed I'm assuming they had to squeeze it into the box. How stop?
Oh my gosh. Oh God. Oh no. I would say my advice for that is to create a catfish account and start an online relationship with your roommate so that you can be together somehow.
So actually start this online relationship with them. Like if you keep it going long enough, maybe they'll realize that the roommate's actually a terrible person.
That's true. Look at that. Then you get answers.
But what if they're not? But what if they fall in love? What if they fall in love then as the catfish?
You know, I've watched so much Catfish where this is actually a thing that has happened and that's normally the case and that it's this whole mess. And that is why it's the best bad advice.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't think there's any other way to do it other than to ruin your life by catfishing them and falling in love with them and seeing how far you can go with that.
For love.
And I think that's a wonderful way to end the show. So, Amelia, thank you for joining me on my first foray into podcasting with all the difficulties we had. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Oh, gosh. Oh, ooh, a little plug moment. I am at Amelia Samson on everything. AmeliaSamson. There's no P in my last name. Please, no P. And I'm on YouTube, just Amelia Sampson. I'm trying to build that out more. It's been my like neglected passion project for a bit now, but I'm going to be starting that back up. So you can also find me there.
All right. And everybody else, you can always find me. I have a different name on every platform. So just Google The Speech Prof and it'll take you to my pages. And also, if you're looking to start a new account, see if Amelia Sampson with a P is available. And you can get some carryover people looking for her, and you can get some new followers.
That's the worst. I hate that.
Some more bad advice.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't. Like, no, you don't.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.